This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. India and Pakistan continue to drift toward war, despite appeals by the United States that they reverse their escalating tensions and open negotiations. It's been more than 2 weeks since a bloody attack on India's parliament by suspected Islamic militants, and each day the dispute between the two nuclear neighbors worsens. India blames two Pakistani-based Islamic organizations for staging the attack. It demands the Pakistani government crack down on them, and it has imposed a series of diplomatic and economic sanctions to reinforce the demand. Both countries have massed troops along their common border. Editor Raja Mohan is in New Delhi. Are India and Pakistan headed for war?
Not necessarily. There is rising tension. There is always the danger of war, given the mobilization that has taken place. But I do not believe it is inevitable, and I think there is still considerable space for diplomacy by the international community to prevent an escalation to an actual conflict that could turn nuclear.
What are the latest sanctions that have been imposed between India and Pakistan?
Basically, India has said it wants the two diplomatic missions here to be downgraded and limiting the geographic access of those diplomats who will remain. Second, India is also denying access to the Pakistani national carrier to the Indian airspace. Pakistan has essentially responded by imposing very similar sanctions.
Is this just about the disputed region of Kashmir where Islamic militants are active, or are there other reasons for these renewed tensions?
I think that it is more than Kashmir. I think it's the question of what should be the rules of engagement between nuclear neighbors. Can you have a situation where there's nuclear dynamite and one side can keep throwing matchsticks in the name of jihad and self-determination? It's also about what kind of a nation does Pakistan want to be? Does it want to be a moderate Islamic state that sees a threat from these kind of extremist groups? Or does Pakistan believe that it can use these groups in a very instrumental way for particular narrow foreign policy objectives? It's also partly about Kashmir, in the sense, if there is a better environment, I think there should be a serious effort to resolve the Kashmir dispute that has hobbled this region for more than 50 years.
So far, neither country seems to be responding to appeals by the United States to resolve this dispute peacefully. Why not?
I think essentially what India is seeking is that, look, the question of the principle of terrorism, that is just unacceptable, that whatever might be the grievance of Pakistan on Kashmir, they cannot use terrorism as a way of realizing their objectives. What India is saying, that for 13 years we've suffered this, and the attack on the parliament was the last stroke, and that we need something substantive, that Pakistan is changing its behavior to renew the engagement. The argument of the Pakistanis should be, look, maybe we'll look at it, but let there be some serious commitment from India to negotiate substantially on Kashmir dispute. So I think that's where the situation is. So I think it is not entirely unbridgeable at this stage, I would believe.
So how is it likely to be resolved?
I think there will be, if things begin to heat up further, there will have to be either some kind of a communication between the two sides or an intervention in some form by the international community, most probably the United States, which would essentially have to get two things done. I think one, it will have to assure India that Pakistan will take significant substantive steps to end support to terrorism that emanates from its soil. And I think if India is convinced of that, and I think India would not be averse to giving assurances on a serious negotiation on the Kashmir dispute to follow. So I think it is essentially getting these two points accepted, I think, could provide a way to defuse the crisis.
Raja Mohan is the strategic affairs editor of the Hindu newspaper in New Delhi, India.